Part 5. Snake. Diablo, Sunday, October 10th, 2:43 p.m. The helicopter thumped over the Arizona desert, 20 miles east of Flagstaff, not far from Canyon Diablo. In the back seat, Sanjung handed Evans pictures and computer printouts. Speaking of the Environmental Liberation Front, he said, "We assume their networks are up, but so are ours." "All our networks are running," he said. "And we picked up an unexpected clue from one of them. Of all things, the Southwestern Parks Management Association."
"Which is?"
"It's an organization of state park managers from all the western states, and they discovered that something very odd happened." A large percentage of the state parks in Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico were booked in advance and paid for to reserve them for company picnics, school celebrations, institutional birthday parties, and so on, for this weekend. In each case, they were family affairs involving parents and kids, sometimes grandparents, too. True, this was a long 3-day weekend, but nearly all the advance bookings were for Monday. Only a handful had been for Saturday or Sunday. None of the park superintendents could remember such a thing happening before.
"I don't get it," Evans said.
"They didn't either," Sanjung said. "They thought it might be some cult thing, and because the parks can't be used for religious purposes, they got on the phone and called some of the organizations. And they found, in every case, that the organization had received a special donation to fund the function on this particular weekend."
"Donation from whom?"
"Charitable organizations. In every case, the situation was the same. They'd receive a letter saying, 'Thank you for your recent request for funding. We are pleased to say we can support your get-together at such-and-such a park on Monday, October 11th. The check has already been sent in your name. Enjoy your gathering.'"
"But the groups never requested the booking?"
"No. So they'd call the charity, and someone would tell them that it must have been a mix-up. But since the checks were already sent out, they might as well go ahead and use the park that day. And a lot of the groups decided they would."
"And these charitable organizations were?"
"None you ever heard of. The Amy Rossiter Fund, the Fund for a New America, the Roger V. and Eleanor T. Malkin Foundation, the Joyner Memorial Foundation, altogether about a dozen charities."
"Real charities?"
Sanjung shrugged. "We assume not, but we're checking that now."
Evans said, "I still don't get it."
"Somebody wants those parks used this weekend."
"Yes, but why?"
Sanjung handed him a photograph. It was an aerial shot in false colors, and it showed a forest, the trees bright red against a dark blue ground. Sanjung tapped the center of the picture. There, in a clearing in the forest, Evans saw what looked like a spiderweb on the ground, a series of concentric lines connecting fixed points, like a spiderweb.